Day two inside Ladd Peebles Stadium, and the wind hit Mobile, Alabama with a flurry, affecting the kicking game and the quarterbacks a little bit, but it didn't bother the big guys. The interior line play was on full display. The day two schedule of the 2014 Senior Bowl had both the North and South teams practicing at Ladd Peebles Stadium, and the North kicked things off in the AM. Wisconsin linebacker Chris Borland might not have the measurables of other linebackers here this week, but I believe he has the flexibility and mindset to be successful in the NFL.
I've played in a 4-3 and a 3-4 inside, in the 3-4 and outside and inside in 4-3, and feel comfortable in all those spots. Obviously, you want to play well and show you're a good athlete, and a smart, heady football player and compete the right way, but to do that not only every day, but all week.
Another linebacker that has flexibility playing multiple positions at the next level is Florida State's Christian Jones. He lined up at outside linebacker and displayed a terrific first step when rushing the passer off the edge.
I feel like I'm a outside backer, but I'm also feel comfortable playing inside. But I know it's all matters where they put me at. I feel like wherever spot I am, I can flourish.
Some players are using this year's Senior Bowl to prove that they are healthy, like Utah cornerback Keith McGill. At 6'3", 205 pounds, McGill wants everyone in attendance to know he's ready and 100%.
I feel like I'm improving. I haven't played football since like November 27th. Yeah. So, it's just aches. I'm getting back out here in football shape. I've been training. I can run all day, but, the legs are a little heavy at times and get a little winded with the shoulder pads on and just getting back in football shape.
That'll do it. Day two in the books here in Mobile, Alabama, the Reese's 2014 Senior Bowl. I'm John Congemi, and make sure to check Dolphins.com for all your Senior Bowl coverage and all the offseason news and notes on the Miami Dolphins.